The coronavirus has affected everything from businesses, restaurants, salons, elective surgery, and even religion and social services. Albert Lee Salvation Army Major Sandra Hunt.
We're still offering the same services that we have been in the past, helping people with food and other emergency needs. But we've had to change the way we are doing it. So now with our hot lunch program that was inside of our building, in the past, we are now serving to-go lunches outside of our building from our canteen. The meals are free and to whoever needs it, and it's open still between the hours of 11:30 and 12:30, 302 Court Street. And then also to our food pantry, we're still giving out food boxes to people who are in need, but they don't come through our building any longer. So they stop at our front door, and then they get registered. We call down to the food pantry. They prepare the box, and then it's brought up the stairs, and then they're met at the food pantry door and given their box of food.
Even religious worship has been affected, but technology is aiding in getting the word out.
We've been given directives from our headquarters, too, that we are suspending some of our weekday activities, and for the time being, we're suspending our Sunday worship meetings, although we will be going into live streaming. We haven't gotten the information yet, but we'll have some information so people can watch the Salvation Army worship service online or live streamed.
And with the impact of COVID-19, fundraising has been impacted too. With one of the major food drives shut down, the Army is relying on their retail store to make help available.
That's a very important fundraising part of us here. Without that store, we would not be able to provide the services that we do help people with.
And Major Hunt, like many other business owners, are relying on the public to do their part in helping to limit the spread of COVID-19.
We do ask people if you have a runny nose or cold or coughing or fever or any of those types of things, please come and shop later on when you're feeling better, because we don't want our employees or volunteers or other people in the store to get sick.